asked me to, none of this would have happened. But I told him that maybe if he wasn't such a jerk, I would have done it for him. We started to yell at each other. Mom and Dad broke us up, and then they sent Roderick down to his room and me up to mine. But a couple of hours later, I went downstairs and I ran into Roderick in the kitchen. He was smiling, so I knew something was up. Roderick told me my secret was out. At first, I didn't know what he was talking about. But then I got it. He was talking about the thing that happened to me this summer. I ran down to the basement, and I picked up Roderick's phone to see if he had made any calls. And sure enough, it looked like he had called every friend of his who had a brother or sister my age. By tomorrow morning, everyone at my school will know the story, and I'm sure Roderick exaggerated the facts to make the story sound even worse. Now that my secret's out there, I want to put on record what really happened, and not Roderick's twisted version. So here it goes. Over the summer, me and Roderick had to stay with Grandpa at his condo in Leisure Towers for a few days. But there was nothing to do, and I was going bonkers. I was so bored, I broke out my old journal and started to write in it. But taking out a book that said diary on the cover in front of Roderick was a huge mistake. Roderick stole my journal and made a run for it. He probably would have made it into the bathroom and locked the door if someone hadn't left the Gutbusters game sitting out. He tripped right over it. I scooped the book off the floor and ran out into the hallway and down the stairwell. Then, I ducked into the bathroom in the main lobby and locked myself in a stall. I kept my feet off the floor so that if Roderick came in, he wouldn't know I was in there. I knew that if Roderick got a hold of my journal, it would be a nightmare. So I decided to just rip the whole thing into tiny little pieces and flush them down the toilet. It was better to just destroy the thing than risk Roderick getting his hands on it. But as soon as I started ripping pages out of the book, I heard the bathroom door open. I thought it was Roderick, so I just stayed completely still. I didn't hear anything, so I peeked over the top of the stall to see what was going on. That's when I saw a woman standing in front of the mirror putting on makeup. I figured the lady just accidentally wandered into the men's room, because people at Leisure Towers are always doing stuff like that. I was about to speak up and tell this lady she was in the wrong bathroom, but right then, someone else walked in. And guess what? It was another woman. That's when I realized that I was the one who messed up, and I was in the women's bathroom. I prayed that those ladies would just wash their hands and leave so I could make a run for it, but they sat down in the stalls on either side of me, and every time one woman would leave the bathroom, someone else would come in and take their place. So I couldn't leave. I just cowered on top of the toilet in my stall. If Rowley thinks he had it bad when those kids made him eat the cheese, he should try being stuck in the Leisure Towers ladies' room for an hour and a half. I guess someone eventually heard me in there, and they reported me to the front desk. Within a few minutes, word got around the building that there was a peeping Tom in the women's room. By the time security came in and got me out of there, everyone who lived in Leisure Towers was down in the lobby, and Roderick saw the whole thing unfold upstairs on Grandpa's TV. Now that the story was out, I knew I couldn't show my face at school. So I told Mom she was going to have to transfer me somewhere else, and I told her why. Mom said I shouldn't worry about what other people think. She told me that my classmates would understand that I had just made an honest mistake. So that just proves once and for all that Mom doesn't understand a thing about kids my age. Now I'm kicking myself for not keeping up my pen pal relationship with Mamadou. Because if me and him had stayed in touch, maybe I could have gone to France as an exchange student and hid out there for a few years. All I know is, the one place I don't want to go tomorrow is school, and it looks like that's exactly where I'm headed. Friday. The craziest thing happened today. When I walked in the door at school, A bunch of guys cornered me, and I braced myself for the teasing to start. But instead of harassing me, they started congratulating me. Everyone was shaking my hand and patting me on the back, and I didn't know what was going on. With all those guys talking to me at the same time, it took me a while to make sense of anything. But here's what must have happened. The story Roderick told his friends got passed on to their brothers and sisters, and then they told their friends. But by the time word spread around, all the details got totally messed up. So the story went from me accidentally walking into the women's bathroom at Leisure Towers to me infiltrating the girls' locker room at Crossland High School. I couldn't believe everything got twisted like that, but I wasn't about to set the record straight either. All of the sudden, I was the hero at school. I even got a nickname. People were calling me the Stealthinator. Someone even made me a Stealthinator headband. And you better believe I wore it. Things like this never happened to me, so I wasn't going to pass up my moment of glory. And for the first time ever, I knew what it felt like to be the most popular kid at school. Unfortunately, the girls weren't as impressed with me as the guys were. In fact, I think I might have a little trouble getting someone to go to the Valentine's dance with me. Monday. You know how Roderick wanted his band to get noticed? Well, he kind of got his wish, because everybody knows who Loaded Diaper is now. I guess somebody must have thought the tape of Mom cutting loose at the talent show was pretty funny, because it's all over the internet. And now everyone knows Roderick Heffley as the drummer from the Dancing Mom video. Ever since, Roderick's been hiding out in the basement, waiting for the whole thing to blow over. And I have to admit, I do feel kind of sorry for him. I'm getting teased about the video at school, too, but at least I'm not in it. And even though Roderick can be a huge jerk sometimes, he is my brother. Tomorrow is the science fair, and if Roderick doesn't turn in a project, he's gonna flunk out of school. So that's why I offered to help him out with his project. But just this one last time. We worked together all night, and I don't mean to brag, but we did a really good job. His new project is called Do Plants Sneeze? Anyway, when Roderick gets first prize tomorrow and passes science, I just hope he realizes how lucky he is to have a brother like me.
The End. You've been listening to Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules, by Jeff Kinney, narrated by Ramon de Ocampo. This book is copyrighted 2008 by Jeff Kinney. This recording is copyrighted 2009 by Recorded Books. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Recorded Books recommends The Homework Machine by Dan Gutman, narrated by the Recorded Books Repertory Company. An unlikely foursome made up of a geek, a class clown, a teacher's pet, and a slacker are bound together by one very big secret, the homework machine. Because the machine, codenamed Belch, is doing their homework for them, they start spending a lot of time together, attracting a lot of attention. And attention is exactly what you don't want when you're keeping such an enormous secret. You'll find a wide selection of titles in the Recorded Books catalog, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. Call us toll-free or log on to www.recordedbooks.com to learn about our latest releases and special offers, order another recorded book, or to read author interviews and narrator profiles. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.